Yeah.
The Cadillacs stood by the house, and the Yanks, they were waiting. And the Tinker Boys, they hissed advice, outwire with a pen. Then we turned and shook as we had a look in the room where the dead man lay. So Big Jim Dwyer made his last trip to the shores where his fathers lay.
And we're back. Don Brown Connect filling in for Matt Flynn Direct. Special this week, Waukesha edition. Also celebrating St. Patrick's Day week here in the Shaw. And that was the Pogues with The Body of an American. Another great song. And any fans out there of the old HBO series, The Wire, one of the traditions there in the show, you know, it's about the Baltimore police and their efforts in trying to curb all the drug trafficking. When an officer passed away, like killed on the line of duty or retired, they would have at a local Irish bar, they'd have what we Irish call an American wake. And they would lay the body of the deceased or the person retiring on a pool table. And some of the, I guess commanding officers would give their odes, their eulogies, and then the entire people would be yelling at the bartender to put the song on. And this is a song they would play, "The Body of an American," by the Pogues, which was about a champion boxer, like first generation Irish American boxer, who wanted to be buried in Ireland with his father and his forebears, and great song. And so that's, Sam, it's how I envision going out in my last night as alderman after that April 7th council meeting, walking over either to House of Guinness or Five Points Pub, whoever wants a business most. And I don't think they have a pool table there, so I guess a table or even the bar will have to do. But, you know, you lay me across there and we get a few speeches and we get everyone to sing the song. So if you're a supporter and you're a fan of all things Irish and learn the lyrics to the song, "The Body of an American," and maybe we'll see you at one of those places on April 7th. So in younger days, that maybe you'd see me laying across the table on St. Patrick's Day. No, not likely. I was always working on St. Patrick's Day. So anyway, I was discussing earlier about youth baseball, about the really nice charitable gesture by the Firebirds towards the Blazers, who lost one of their favorite sons, Jackson Sparks, in the Parade attack. And also, you know, there were other victims. And when I say victims, I'm also talking about people that had to witness the violence and the horror and just something unbelievable. And, you know, I think anyone that was witness to it, you know, could definitely benefit from some good mental health. So I encourage everybody out there, if they haven't taken advantage of that, to look at some of the great local resources that are there for that. But you're going back, you know, with the Blazers-Firebirds rivalry, you had kids from the same neighborhood that were competing, you know, the two clubs were competing for the talent. And so you have kids that, you know, grew up in the same street and never played in the same team together. And that was tragic because, like, on my street alone, we had two kids. You know, my son Evan's is a great, great ball player. And I think I'm being objective about that if you were to look at his stats and everything he plays. He'll be playing JV baseball this year. And across the street from him is Tommy Karinko, who started on varsity as a sophomore last year, and a heck of a ball player, can pitch, hit, you know, do a lot of the different things. And those two never played in the same team until they were like almost high school age. They were on a Waukesha area baseball club, like fall ball team, for a couple scrimmages, I think. But, you know, it won't be until like Evan's a junior that they'll actually be playing in the same team together. But I was also thinking about what a great neighborhood team we could have had, because we had, you know, Tommy could pitch, you know, again, play anywhere. Evan is also a good, you know, strong pitcher, and he could play first base, third base, outfield. Eric Teagues, who was also was one of the victims of the Parade attack, and coming back strong. It's great seeing him on the news, and you know he lives in the neighborhood, and boy, heck of a ball player, and it's the way he's improving with his physical therapy and everything. You know, you may see him out there sometime in the warm weather playing some ball. He's really really an inspiration and really great ball player. Really enjoy watching him play. Terrific shortstop, also a great outfielder, great hitter too. Can knock the snot out of that ball. So you know, there's Eric, another boy who lived around the neighborhood. Dane played in the Blazers with my son for many years. Good second baseman, good fielder, good singles, consistent singles hitter. Another boy named Evan lives on the other side of Banting Park, and you know he was a catcher, and he still plays ball. I'm sure he's playing different positions now too. And then over there in the Singing Hills neighborhood is Brandon Dable. He's a great third baseman, a good friend of my son's, good hitter, hits for power, and you know, solid third baseman. So if Boog Powell were right-handed and played third base, that would be Brandon. So. Again, Brandon lives in the Singing Hills neighborhood, and one of the best-kept secrets in Waukesha, and people don't believe when I say this, but the people in the Singing Hills neighborhood get up super early in the morning, and you'll never be able to guess the time. Nobody can unless you live there and you're part of that community. But they get up in the morning, and they sing together, hence the name Singing Hills. And usually it's like the Sound of Music. I think Brandon and the younger kids, they wear their lederhosen. Alderman Rick Lemke, my friend Alderman Rick Lemke, who he faces a challenger in his election. I believe the gentleman's name's Ronald Radishel. Rick grew up in Singing Hills, and he wanted to admit to it, but Rick used to have to get up super early in the morning, put on the lederhosen, and he'd go out there and he'd twirl around and sing Sound of Music. And it's almost like in The Grinch Who Stole Christmas when the people from Whoville get together in the morning and they start singing. And that's the spirit there. And it's, again, one of the best-kept secrets in Waukesha. Don't even bother trying to drive around there because you'll never see it. It's, you know, it's very mystical. So, anyway. But, so we would have had a great neighborhood team. And I remember talking to Joe Albanese at Albanese's Roadhouse because Joe grew up on the same street where I raised my family in Empire Drive. And Joe, I was told, is a heck of a catcher. And back then, you know, the Blazers were started in Banting Park in our neighborhood, and they were essentially a neighborhood team. I'm sure they had kids from outside the neighborhood, but, you know, Joe remembers playing with kids that you grew up with, and that was fun. And it's kind of the point I'm leading to, and there's more time to talk about this, is a lot of our baseball, yeah, I'm getting really tired, if I can get on my soapbox, of the what I call the privatization of our and the bastardization of our national pastime. And you're seeing this in other youth sports, and it's tragic to see in baseball, because what really made baseball great was on any team I played on, the two best players always consisted of like a surgeon's kid who could pitch and hit and play anywhere in the field, just great all-around athlete. And then there was another kid whose dad worked in the factory, and same thing, you know, mean fastball, hits for power, all those things. And those two, you know, they may not have been hanging out together in school or in the same social circles, but on the diamond, they were soulmates. And that's what made baseball great, is the inclusion and the opportunity to see kids play together and have fun. And a lot of that seems lost now. It's become a country club sport. But more on this later. Come back. Don Brown Connect, special Waukesha and St. Patrick's Day week edition. Stay tuned.